Well, howdy there. This is Solo Man, and I'm going to be very serious now. Actually, I'm not, because it's very hard for me to be serious. At most times, that is. But I am going to mention something I believe I mentioned before in another video. And as real men, we all know that Femons mostly live in a delusional world. They don't actually see the world the way it really is, because maybe it's just too damn harsh. But unfortunately, if you live in the real world, you have to see it as a real world. But it's not just one Femon that's like that. They're mostly all like that. But in a way, it's not their fault. Because ever since time has began, man has always provided for the Femon. Protected the Femon from the harshness of real life. A Femon didn't have to worry about all those things. All she had to do was find a good man. And he would take care of that. I mean, man provided shelter, food, and everything the Femon needed. So that's why the Femon sees the world in that way. They've never had to really sort of fend for themselves. Of course, that's where the problem is, isn't it? Now they just want to be all empowered. They don't need no man. But they still have this brain of the delusional world they're living in, and not the real one. But how the Femons get by is they find all these simps. So they do need a man of some sort, don't they? And doing that, they can maintain this delusional world they're living in. Maybe man is at fault. He did too damn good a job taking care of them from the beginning. And I do believe there are some Femons that have actually woken up and seen the real world. But there's not that many. And the ones that have seen the real world aren't very happy about it. It is one hell of a shock for them. I know this is hard for you guys to sort of comprehend, because we've always had to fend for ourselves. Anyway, that's just a deeper thought I had. And you can carry on with your normal business now. Take it easy.